Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis as we get into a couple of dafim which are very halach lamaisa and jam-packed. Kavod Shabbos and Shmirah Shabbos and Shalosh Shudos, three meals, a lot coming up. But we are right now on Kuf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. We are a couple of lines up from the bottom. First words on the line are Verebi Yishmael. So how did our discussion just come up now? So I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about Shtari Hetyotos, go into too much detail. Hopefully there'll be another time later in the Masechta that we could get into Shtari Hetyotos. It does come up later, Bez Hashem. But we are in the new Mishnah. The new Mishnah had said that besides what the first Mishnah had said in the Perek of saving Dvarim Shebikdusha, from a fire to a chatzar sheina meurav, different areas as the Mishnah had mentioned, and we got to discuss different elements of what is considered davar shavarim shebikdusha. This Mishnah talks about the extensions of that. Not only could I save a sefer itself, what about items connected with the sefer? The Mishnah in Yadayim discusses related issues to svarim. Do the ritzuos have kedusha? Do other items related to the svarim? But this Mishnah that we just had talks about the bag. Someone is not only allowed to save the sefer, let's say the sefer Torah or the tefillin, the cloth, but the package, the container that it is in. And even if there is money in there, I don't have to spill out the money first before running out from the fire. I could carry out the whole item with the money inside. And where am I allowed to save it to? That's the Machlokas Tanoim, which Baruch Hashem the Gemara will talk about in a little bit on the bottom of Amud Aleph, to a Mavi Sheina Mefulash, or even to a Mavi Mefulash. That's a Machlokas. In other words, if we would categorize that Machlokas in Svara, the issue, or the issue, not the Machlokas, the first part of the Mishnah, we would say that even though the entire, when I take out the money, I am not doing a Tzorech Kodesh, I am doing a Tzorech Hedyot, I'm doing something for my own purposes, because the money's there, but once I'm involved in a tzorach gavoha, I'm allowed to throw in a tzorach hedyot. So if I look at it in those general terms, that's the relationship to the Tosefta that we bring from Maseches Pesachim right here. With the Tosefta, but just by the way, the Ramban discusses that we know from, on the Mishnah, even before we get the Gemara, we'll discuss it also, but the Ramban makes the comment to the Mishnah, so we'll mention it on the Mishnah as well. The Ramban notes, what's the Havamina in the Gemara to discuss why this would be a problem to have money? Yesh makshim, v'chi yesh besochan ma'os mayavi. V'hatznan, the Mishnah says later on, kalkala v'evan besocha. Later on we're going to learn, if you have a basket, and there's some fruit in the basket, and there are a couple of rocks in the basket, and you're allowed to carry that out. Why? That's a basis l'davar ha'asr l'davar ha'mutter. So that's what we're going to see. The Gemara is going to end up saying also, but what's the Havamina? It's a Mishnah later on that says that if you have a basis l'davar ha'asr l'davar ha'mutter, it's mutter. So what's the chiddush of being able to carry out the sefer in the tik with money in it? So the Ramban says two important deos. Number one, a matarzi tahacha ma'os chashivi. The omali mishum kavod sifrei kodesh hayakli taf elahem. Here, the money is more chashuv in a certain sense for you. The sefer kodesh you don't get any personal benefit from. The money is money. And therefore, were it not for the kavod that you have to have for the sifrei kodesh, you would have thought the kli is tafel to the money. Interesting, when you determine buses, do you look at the separate items? We discussed way back in the third parak the case of the candlesticks, where sometimes, let's say it's Shabbos Sukkos, and the candlesticks are in the sukkah, and I'm going to want to bring the candlesticks back inside after they go out. Right, I'm not allowed to touch them while they're lit, because it's Shabbos, and I'm going to cause them to go out a little bit earlier if I move them. They're muksa machmas iser. But once they go out, and I designated beforehand, I put something, the minhag olam is to put something else onto the tray with the candlesticks before Shabbos, so that is a basas davar asas davar mutter, and therefore you can carry it in. And the Vilna Gaon is very upset about that. He says, what are you talking about? The candlesticks are worth so much money. What are you putting on there? A couple of candies? Unless somebody puts their gold watch, right, which is worth even more than the candlesticks, so then there's nothing to talk about, says the Grub. But otherwise that way, you can put some challahs down on the candlesticks, but other poskim say that no. The answer is that on Shabbos, and what you're focusing on, and what's more interesting to you, are the challahs. But that's this issue, says the Ramban, that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, that even though the money for you might be more chashuv, but the kavod sifrei kodesh, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Or v'li nira,
here,
You ca-
what you're trying to save is the buses.
You're carrying out the teak. No, the teak with the sefer in it.
Right, so it's my sefer. So in other words,
meaning you're taking the teak, you don't have to dump out the teak and just save the sefer. Or, let's say the sefer can only be transported with the teak. That's, you're allowed to take that out too. Even though there are some issues where you're taking it out too. You're still allowed to save the teak also. And if there's money in the teak, and the teak is...
So the teak is serving as a buses for the money.
The teak is a buses for the money and
so
for the sefer.
So when you're looking at, buses concern, you never take into account the value.
The value of the buses. But here I think we're talking about the money and the sefer. Those are the two things that we're discussing. And the teak is a buses for both of them. So it's a bus davar asur davar mutar. That's what's being discussed. And the second day of the Ramban, and then we'll move on, is the linear, the lamishim is her tiltul shaninu, elamishim hatsala. The issue isn't muksa, the issue is one of hatsala. Lomar, the masilim davar sheino roi, la hatsala im kisviya kodesh. I feel the mabir, if you focus not on the muksa elements, but on the hotsa elements, so then there's no issue of buses. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay, either way, the Gemara will talk about these issues. Says the Gemara, so we saw the first case, the Tosefta, what had brought a machlokas. When somebody is skinning the Karban Pesach, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so I have to get out the fats. I have to get out the chaylev in order to burn them, because that has to be done. I'm not going to eat the Karban Pesach until that night. Mostly Shabbos at the Seder. So I don't have to take out the meat until then. The question is, how much do I have to skin the animal? I can skin the animal only part of the way down to get the fats out, and I can burn that on the Mizbeach, or I can skin it the whole way. So what do I do? That's a machlokas. The Tanakama, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, you only let us skin it halfway, enough to get the fats out, and that's it. And the Rabbanan say, no, Mafshita is cool, you can do the whole thing. And what are the reasons for that? So we mentioned the Tanakam, Rabbi Shmuel, holds, because you're only allowed to do Tzara Gavoha. And the Rabbanan say, no, you're allowed to expand, because everything can be included in L'Shem Shemayim. Kapol Hashem L'ma'aneyu. Why? Because if you only do it part of the way, it might start smelling, Shelo Yasriach. And two, it looks terrible. You have this animal that's half open, half closed, hanging all day. And think about it, in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll have thousands and thousands of these animals hanging in the middle of the middle of the process. So therefore you're allowed to do it. And the Gemara brought two nafkaminas related to that. Again, how do you determine what's called Tzarek Avoa? We'll start with Rabbi Yishmael about 6 lines up from the bottom. Just one line, and then I'll mention one other source. Rabbi Yishmael Bedosh Rabbi Yochanan Rebrokam Hai Paul Hashem Lamanei Amai Avilei. What does Rabbi Yishmael use that pasuk for? The Chachamim used that to say, oh, everything is L'Shem Shemayim, even going the whole way. So what is he use that pasuk for? Shelo Yotzi Yaseimurin Kodem Avshadas Ha'or. To teach me that one shouldn't take out the fats before the skinning, you know, goes all the way down. You shouldn't squeeze out the fats that you'll have to rub against the skin when you take it out. My time, Amar Rav Huna, Brei Reb Nasan, Mishum Nimin. Because if I have to rub against the skin, some of the hairs of the skin might get mixed up into the fats, and it won't be nice to be able to have the hairs mixed in with the fats just to burn them as bech, and that's why you have to rip it enough in order to get it just the chaylev and not have any of the Nimin on it. Period. Just one interesting case that Chashuke Chemet discusses. I think we'll have one or two cases of his today, talking about Sholiyu Kachi Shemayim Munachim Bibizayon. Rachman al-Islam, there was a certain case where there was a shul, Magadis Leif Chilabir, in Europe. So in Europe, it might have been during the war, I'm not sure when, probably not, that there were certain people during the night that came in and destroyed the shul. And they took out the Torahs, they took out this, they threw them on the floor, and they desecrated them. It was terrible. And now everything, you have a lot on the floor, and they called the police, and the police were going to come, and the police said, don't touch anything. Because we want to get the exact crime scene to be able for evidence, whatever the case may be. So they have to stand there with Torahs on the floor, not being able to pick it up. So is this Shelo Yehei Kachi Shemai Mutalim Bibizayon Kinevela? So they ought to do that? They ought to just leave it on the floor? They're leaving Torahs on the floor in order to wait for the authorities to come to be able to see it? Or do we say, no, this is Kvod Shemaim. You don't want it to happen again, Rachman al-Islam. You ought to be able to catch whoever needs to be caught. So as you would have guessed, it's not, if it's tzorech, you know, to prevent in the future, it's a tzorech, they're not leaving it on the floor because they want to, they're leaving it because there's ein breira. So they're allowed to leave it on the floor. But, says the Chashuke Chemed, they should sit on the floor and cry until the police come. So that's what they should do. So Abba Yish Lifkos Valeshiv Ala Aret Ka'avelim Vinizofim Uvipratchel Mirimim Mitzifrei Torah Kadeshlo Yizbazu Shenis Pam Shnia. What do you have to do? Lift it up and then they have to put it back down to show exactly the police where it was. You don't have to put it back down. So once it's down, so leave it there and just sit down and cry. And then that way, you know, you wouldn't be violating because there's nothing else you could do in this case. And this would at least be showing as much kavod as you can to the Torahs that are Munachim Bibizayin. Good. Amar Rav Chisda, five lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, Mayahadru Le Chavraya, L'Rabbi Yishmael, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka. What exactly did the Chachamim answer to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka? Again, what is the, is there a Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's behind this Machlokas? Again, Rabbi Yishmael says, you could skin the whole animal. And the Chachamim say back, no, only part of the way. Only part of the way you're allowed. So, what was the Machlokas behind? We have a Mesorah that somehow our Mishnah was related and discussed relating to that Machlokas. So now we are going to have a couple of suggestions. How exactly was our Mishnah within the conversation between Rabbi Shmuel and the Bar Plukta? How did it relate? So, option number one. Hachi ka'amri lai. This is what they said to him. Meaning, he wanted to somehow use our Mishnah as a model, or at least that our Mishnah wasn't against his shita of skinning the whole animal, and his friends, and the Chacham say back to him, no, it's wrong. Imatzilin, this is option number one. Imatzilin, tik ha-sefer, ima-sefer. You're allowed to save the tick of the sefer with the sefer, like what you said before. The focus here also, it could be another answer. The focus here is on the buses. So that's why it's not even a bus. The focus is on saving the tick also. If you're allowed to save the tick, a safer, ima safer, lo nifshat, and also the ma'os, lo nafshat as a pesach me'oro. So how could you compare the cases? Our case is where we're trying to be matzil, tick, a safer, with the safer. The safer itself is coming out. That's the darash ha'vikdusha. And it's, in one act, we are going to save both. Lo nafshat a pesach me'oro, and here we're just separating the pesach from its skin. The skin has no tzorach gavoa at all. And you're doing an action just with the skin. So how could you compare the two cases? That's the question that they asked, right? The end of the skinny lines in Rashi. When we should quote a sefer, shu tzorach gavoa, avdina ba'adei atzolos moshe, in tzorach hediot. Right? If you're doing a tzorach gavoa, the same act, you know, you could do a tzorach hediot. You could do the, take out the ticket, take out the money Rashi adds in. Mashenkin in our case, just skinning the Pesach. That's not any tzorach. That's the question they asked him from our Mishnah. And he, or the Gemara says, no, that can't be because there's an easy answer. Me dummy. No, you can't ask Akasha. Hasam tiltol hachamalacha. No. There's a big difference. In the case of Karban Pesach, the issue is a malacha that's being done. And over here, the issue is one of tiltol. So how could that suggestion come on the discussion that's they're discussing our Mishnah in the context of that Tosefta and Psachim. One's on the Daraisa level, one's on the Darabanan level. How can anybody bring that as a comparison? So the Gemara just refines that for a minute. Amar Rav Ashi, Betarti Pligi. Yes, they're arguing on both the Malacha level, but also on the Tiltu level. Pligi b'Tiltu, l'Pligi b'Malacha. Meaning you're right, skinning, but then you can move everything related to the Pesach afterwards. Rabbi Yishmael asers to be metaltel the basar after you took out the emurin. That's what he asers to. Rashi, if you look in Rashi, quotes this on the third white line. Da other pligi b'tiltulo. Da aser Rabbi Yishmael tiltul apesach afilu shahachashahotzi emurav. Afilu mechama letzel. Even just taking, just for the meat itself, you don't want it to become putrid. So Rabbi Shmuel, this is an implicit part of the machlokas. The machlokas in the Tosefta on the surface is just about skinning, but then there's another hidden machlokas there about tiltul, about moving items after you skinned, and that's what the Chachamim of Rabbi Yishmael came to argue with afterwards. V'hachi ka'amrilei, imatzil and tikka sefer, imatzefer, lo netaltel, or agav basar. I'd say now, you're comparing it on the tiltu level, if you're allowed to save the tick and the money with the sefer, you shouldn't be able to save the or with the basar and move everything. So that's how they used our Mishnah as a problem with Rabbi Yishmael. Said Rabbi Yishmael back, or says the Gemara back, that this couldn't be the suggestion, midami. Hasam na'ase basis l'davar hamutter. Hacha na'ase basis l'davar ha'asur. No, again, there's a difference. Over there, by the tikka sefer, it's a basis l'davar hamutter, right? It has a sefer in it. So that's why it's not a problem. But hachanas is basas l'davar ha'asar. By the or, right, Rashi on the third line again adds in a lot. Hi or nasa basas l'davar shakulo asar betiltol. Shabasar it's asar l'tiltulo. L'chazi l'achila l'orta. You can't prepare this piece of meat until the nighttime. So it's a basas l'davar ha'asar. So again, how could you compare the two Mishnayos? The Mishnah and the Tosefta. So we have another suggestion. This is what they said. This is the problem that the Chachamim had with Rabbi Yishmael Shita based on our Mishnah. Im Matzilin Tikshel Sefer Im HaSefer. Meaning, just to clarify, Rabbi Yishmael must have used our Mishnah as a model. Just like it's Mutter here, so it was Mutter there. And the Chachamim keep saying back, no, you can't compare the cases. And then the Gemara keeps saying, no, 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 it is comparable. So it's really three steps. There's a hidden step. Step number one is the hidden step that the Gemara doesn't even mention. That Rabbi Yishmael bases his Shita based on our Mishnah. And now the Gemara is coming up with all different suggestions. No, no, no. What did the Chachamim say back? How do you differentiate? How are you mechalik between our Mishnah and the Tosefta Pesachim? And then the Gemara pipes in and says, no, 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 they couldn't have said that. So it's the three steps. So now we have another suggestion. Hachi kam relay. This is what the Rabbanan said back, how you have to reject the comparison with our Mishnah. Im matzil and tik shall sefer, im ha-sefer, v'yav ha-bishish besocho ma'os, lo netaltel or agav basar. Again, how can you compare the cases? Our Mishnah, you're saving the tik ha-sefer, tik shall sefer, im ha-sefer, the sefer's inside, but here, you can't be metaltel or agav basar. The Ritva has a havamina here, so it explains, the havamina is that a bas is a davar, asal davar, a mutter is asur. That's our havamina here. That, who says? This is a bas is a davar, asur too, and therefore even the tik should be asur. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Me dummy, we know that's not true. Hasam nase basas davar asur, ula davar hamutter. Over there, it's both, davar asur and davar hamutter. Hacha kulo nase basas davar ha'asur. And over here, it's totally basas davar ha'asur. So again, how can you say that's the comparison? So, ela hachi ka'am relay. Okay? Second to last try. This is the problem that the Chachamim have with our Mishnah being a basis for that Tosefta. Imivian tik sheyesh besocho ma'us me'alma lahatzil bo sefer Torah. In our case, you could bring a tik. Let's say the Torah can only be transported in a tik, in a type of package. So you're allowed to bring a tik from somewhere else which already has money in it. You're allowed to bring that to put the Torah in. You don't have to first dump out the money in order to take the tick to bring the sefer. Even that's allowed. Lo netaltel or agav basar. But, and how could you compare that to the or agav basar case? You could allow to bring or from somewhere else. V'higuv minolan. The Gemara says, how do you know that's even true? How do you know that you're allowed to bring a tik with money in it from elsewhere in order to carry the Sefer Torah? You just read our Mishnah, you don't get that. Our Mishnah might just mean you have the Sefer Torah in the, you have the money in the tik already. So, ilema, if it's because, demidehecha de isbe lo shadiluhu, if, it's based on Svara. If, where it's already in there, you don't have to throw the money out, I suye nami my sinan, so that proves to me that you're also allowed to bring it. Is it just based on Svara? Mi dami, that's not true, the Svara doesn't work. Ha, sama da hachi vachi naflet leika. Over there, if you're looking for it, you're running around to find a teak, and you find one with money in it. If you take out the time to dump out the money, and then bring it, then it might be too late. That's why we wouldn't make you dump it out. Hacha, at hacha v'hacha, lishdinan. Here, you already have it in there. You're not running around anywhere. You have the teak here. So it could take, right, you can't compare the two cases. So, says the Gemara, the whole basis of that suggestion is not correct. So says the Gemara, Ella, final try. Ella, that's why it's an Ella here. Because it's a final try. Ella always signifies a new answer. Ella amar babar avashi, la'olam kadarina meikara. You know, go back to the first suggestion. All the way back, the first suggestion is how can you compare the cases, right, the money with the skin. Utga kasha lacha hacha tilto lahacha malacha. Ah, you said one is a darabana and one is a daraisa. How can you compare that, the cases? Over there we're talking about skinning the animal, which is a malacha daraisa. And over here we're talking about tilto muksa. How could you compare the two cases? How could the rabbanon, how could Rabbi Shmuel suggest that this is a model? And they're about to come back and argue. They're talking about apples and oranges. No. Could go into Kaboy Leila Or. You don't want the skin. You have no interest in the skin as you take the skin off the Korban Pesach. And therefore what? And therefore, said the Rabbanan. The Gemara seems to say, therefore, said the Rabbanan. You know, not interested in the skin. Rashi calls this. Well, actually, let's do the next two lines, and then we'll see what Rashi says. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Doesn't Reb Shimon agree by Psik Resha? Psik Resha? What's going on here? Psik Resha, when does the Gemara use Psik Resha usually? After the Gemara suggested of a case of a Davar Shein Miskaven, you do Act A, which might or might not cause Act B. If it's for sure going to cause Act B, the Gemara says, 1 second, it's a Psik Resha. What did the Gemara just suggest here? You're skinning the animal, you just don't want the skin. That's not a Davar Shein Miskaven Psik Resha discussion. That's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa discussion. You're doing the exact act that was done in the Mishkan, just for a different purpose. So what is the Gemara saying? That Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa, Psik Resha? How do you understand this Gemara? So the Meiri here says, the Rabbi Kiv Eger, right here, asked this question of, you know, how could the Gemara bring Psik Resha on a discussion of Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa? So the Meiri says that it is Malacha Shein Tzvicha Lagufa. That's what the Gemara means. Which gets it down to a drabanan usually, right? According to Reb Shimon. But then the Gemara says, Psik Resha, what did Psik Resha have to do with it? Psik Resha, doesn't that automatically make it nichalacha? And make it into tzricha lagufa. Doesn't a Psik Resha ask the Meiri, and it's a chiddush of a Meiri, but you have to read the Gemara somehow, malacha tzricha lagufa means I do the exact malacha that was done in the Mishkan for a different purpose than was done in the Mishkan. So that usually makes it into a drabanan. Says the Meiri, but 1 minute. If it's a psik resha, if it's, you're getting the skin off. So, shouldn't that translate into tzricha lagufa? Even if in the back of your mind you're not interested in it? So you might have to ask this about every case of tzricha lagufa. But at least in this case, the Meiri has that suggestion, and the answer is to shakalei babarzei. You're cutting it into tiny little pieces, piece by piece, so it's not. You're not going to use it for anything. So it's not psik resha, and memelit remains a malacha and tzricha lagufa, and therefore you're pater. That's how the Meiri reads the Gemara. If you don't read it like that, you have to come up with some other difficult reading. But either way, that Meiri is a chiddush, because then you might be able to ask that question on every case of malacha and tzricha lagufa. Either way, it's a couple of lines, difficulty to read. Rashi's maskan of shakalei bebarzi is that it's a shinui. It's a shinui. And therefore, since it's a shinui, that's why it's not a malacha daraisa, it is just a shvus. Either way, this is a couple of important lines to be aware of. The Rishonim quotes here and elsewhere and other places a shita that we've quoted in the past, the shita of the Aruch. The Aruch holds that psik resha de lo nichalei is mutter. Right, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but also the other day, we generally assume, la halacha, a psik resha that I'm not interested in the results, lo nichalei is still asa drabanan. But the Aruch holds mutter, and the Aruch has 10 rayas throughout Shas, that it's mutter to do a psik resha de lo nichalei. One of his rayas is this Gemara. This Gemara, because after all, it's barzi. What does barzi mean? What does he cut it? You cut it in a way that you're not interested in it. It's still psik resha, he's still skinning the animal. So mistam it's a psik resha de lo nichalei. So if you want to see a nice summary, the Rush in the beginning of the 12th parak, the beginning of parak Abona, goes through the sheet of the Aruch, 6 or 7 of his rayas, and knocks out each one. Goes through each one, how you get knocked out. So he quotes this one: Va'odevi raya ba'aruch mehata omer b'parak kol kisvei l'tzricha de shakalei ve'barza avak avdem odurim shem psik resha me'achar she'ein nehene mutter she'ein slach lachatichos ktanos kol kach. Right, that's his raya. The Gemara says it's mutter. So the Rush says, no, look at Rashi. Ve'eino raya. Rashi says this isn't answering that it's lo nichalei. This is answering that it's mishune. She'ein derech hefshe b'kach l'leki yisura. That's the answer. Or, v'od yish tefarish to me'achar t'shakalei b'barza, ein ze'or. She'ein bo k'dei lasos kamiya. Hafshat, the definition of skinning is ending up with skin. If you don't end up with skin to use, so then that's not the malacha of skinning. So there are other answers, other ways to get out of this raya that you don't have to say, like the shita of the Aruch. Again, it's a great sugya to go through all the rayas of the Aruch, all the times that we've seen. We had one earlier, right? The Ara de Chavre. And we had a Gemara earlier that also sounded like the Aruch that one has to... One has to try to get out of the Gemara. We had a Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We had washing your hands in your friend's field. Is that psik resha lo nichalei? Seems to say it's mutter. So again, a couple of Gemaras that seem to be pretty clearly like the Aruch and all the Rishonim get out of it in certain ways. But again, this goes on the list. Period. Okay, we continue. Two dots. Ulechen matzil nosan. Where are you allowed to save these items to? We let's see these items too, these tikka sefer, the money, the sefer Torah. So the Mishnah had a machlokas. The first day said, Tarkama said to a mavui, she'eno mefulash, a mavui that is not open. And Ben Seira says, even to an open mavui. So what does open and not open mean in this context? What does it mean? And who is it going according to? We usually understand open meaning open for both sides. That's what we're usually going to learn Erevin in a couple of months, right? March, April, May, and June. Is Erevin this year, Ben Hashem? If you want to get your motor started, March, April, May, and June, that's Erevin. We finish, but Mefulash generally in Erevin means open on both sides. And Eina Mefulash means closed by on three sides, generally what it means. But it doesn't have to mean that in every different context, and that's why the Gemara here asks. What exactly is the case here that there's a machlokas? Where are you allowed to take these out to? Amar Rav Chisda, Shalosh, Rav Chisda is the first day. Shalosh mechitzos v'shnei lechayayin, three walls and two lechis. Two lechis, we know generally from the beginning of Masechet Erevin and throughout the first couple of prakim, we have the concept of a mavui, an alleyway going out to the street. Mida oraisa, an alleyway is v'shus hayachin. So you can carry whatever you want in that alleyway. It's surrounded three sides by walls. The Rabbanim were worried, very logically, that if you're allowed to carry in the alleyway, you might just carry out to the street. So you need some type of marker at the edge in order to remind me that, you know, this street is here. So I can either put a korah, which is a horizontal board, or a lechi, a vertical pole. Right, a lechi or a korah. Some dayas say that you need two lechis. Some dayas say that you need a lechi and a korah. Right, so we'll get to all the opinions in the first parak of Erevin. Says Rav Chisda, our Mishnah, what's the pshat of our Mishnah? Three walls and two lechis. Two lechis at the open side. Ze mavui she'eino mefulash. That's the Tanakama. You're allowed to bring it to that type of enclosure. Gimel mechitzos v'lechi echad. If you only have one lechi on the fourth side, ze mavui mefulash. That's an open. That's what it means, open. V'travai oliba de Rebbe Eliezer, and our Mishnah is going within the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer Ditzan, who says in Erevin, you need two lechis generally. Hechsher mavui, Beishami omrim lechi vikora. Beishami says you need a vertical and a horizontal. Beis hillel omrim, what we hold, o lechi o kora. One or the other. Rebbe Eliezer omer shnei lechayayim. So you usually need two. And that's why when our Mishnah says, Eino mefulash, meaning a perfectly enclosed area, so that's Rabbi Lezer Shita. And the second sheet is going, oh, if it's even less, if it's, Ben Beseira says, if it's mefulash, if it only has one lefty. That's the first suggestion of Rav Chisda. Ask the Gemara what you might be thinking. El Ale Rabba, Gimel Mechitzos V'lechi Yechem mefulash Karaslei? Understand, if it has three walls and it even has a lechi on the fourth side, you're gonna call that open? That's not mefulash, that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Daraisa. That's not mefulash. The ode, and also, l'rabbanan, according to the Tanakhama, that's perfect! So why would there be any limits? Not to l'tocho ochlen u'mashkin. How can there be any limits? We're going to have in the next Mishnah, we're going to have in the next couple of Mishnayas, that there are limitations. Only sifrei kodesh, only a certain amount of food. But according to the Tanakhama, this is a perfectly enclosed area. You should be able to take whatever you want. So Elama Rabba, Rabba argues on Rav Chisda. No, different shot of what our Mishnah means. Elama Rabba, shtei mechitzos v'shnei lechayayim. If you have only two walls, two parallel walls, and you put one lechi on each side of the openings, right, one on one side, one on the other side, zeh mavi she'eino mefulash. That's not mefulash. Because you have two walls and you have a lechi by each opening. Shtei mechitzos v'lechi echad, zeh mavi mefulash. So both of those are a chiddush, because all you have are two walls. Machlokas is one or two lefties. V'shravayo libet Rabbi Yehuda. And they're both are within Rabbi Yehuda's shita, which is Rabbi Yehuda Titania. Yeser alkein om Rabbi Yehuda. Misha yeshlo shnei batim mishay sidi rishas arabim. If somebody has two, there are two houses on opposite sides of the street. Rabbi Hashem, we'll get our picture books ready for Erevin. Right? Two houses on two sides of the street. So how could you carry in between? Ozalechem mikan v'lechem mikan. You put a lechi on either side. Okora mikan v'kora mikan, or a kora, the horizontal on either side. V'nose in ba'emsa. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's it. That's what saves you. If you put a lechi or a kora on each side, that's no problem. And that's what's going on here. Amavi sheinu mefulash. That is Rabbi Yehuda shita. That is what allows you to carry in there. And the Rabbanan say, and Ben Beseira says even less. Amrulo, and just finishing up that brisa, in Ma'arvin Rishas Ram Makath. The Rabbanan argue on him there. You can't make a street into a Me'urav area just by putting two lechis up, if it's only surrounded by two walls on either side. Okay, so well, that's a discussion in Erevin. Amar le Abaya. So Abaya says again, same question that we asked before. Lidi dach nami le Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who say the Tanakhama, that this is a mavli she'ena mefulash. This is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda requires. So again, natzal tocha ochel namashkin. Why are there any limitations to what you're allowed to take? If this is exactly what the Rabbanan demanded, so why would there be any limitations? So we have a third pshat. Ella, we had Rav Chisda, we had Rava, and now we have Rav Ashi. Ella, Rav Ashi, shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad. If you have three walls and one lechi, zeu mavli she'ena mefulash. That's not mefulash. Gimel machitzos below lechi zeo mavi mefulash. Three walls with nothing on the fourth side, that is a mavui mefulash. And Rashi quotes on top, bein rabbanan bein ben besera k'Rabbi Eliezer sfira lehu. That really was going within Rabbi Eliezer, like the first day I said. Really, you need two lechis. And both shitas of the Mishnah are talking about a case where you don't have two lechis. You have less than what's required, that's why there are going to be limitations in this case. And the machlokas is whether you have one lechi, which is a little bit less than what you need, or no lechis, which is a lot less than what you need. That's the machlokas. If you have filo the Rabbi Eliezer to Amar to Beina lechayayim, and even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who this is going within, that you need two hanimili lochlunu mashkin aval a sefer Torah bechad lechisagi. But for a sefer Torah, all you will need is one. That is the Rabbanan's shita. Period. So we did a little bit of Erevin today. We did a little bit of Psachim today. Right, we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Now we get back to Inyani Shabbos. And as you'll see, the bottom of today's Amud Beis is, we'll see how much we have time for today, is major. But let's continue. It says the Mishnah. Matzilin Mazon Gimel Seudos. So if one is, there's a fire in a certain case, and that's not Bikuach Nefesh, because then you can do whatever you want. A certain localized fire, and you're allowed to save certain items to either a Mavi Mefulash, Mavi Shein Mefulash. What are you allowed to save? So you're allowed to save the Kisvei HaKodesh, as we spoke about. Now you're also allowed to save food. How much food are you allowed to bring out? So, Matzilin Mazon Gimel Seudos, enough for three meals. Haray, that's why the discussion of Shal Shudas is here. Haray la'adam la'adam, haray la'behema la'behema. Whatever is ra'wi for human consumption you can bring out, and whatever is right for a behema, you can use for a behema. Okay, so what does that mean? Nafla teleka b'leili Shabbos, masilin mazon, gimel su'udos. B'shachris, masilin mazon be su'udos. B'mincha, mazon su'uda achas. You go by when it happened on Shabbos, and how many meals are left. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no! Lo'ol masilin mazon shalosh su'udos. You're always allowed to save enough for three meals, because by definition, that's the amount of food that is really for Shabbos. And it doesn't matter when on Shabbos it is. The Aruch HaShulchan does not quote this, but in Reish Peches, Siv Beis, the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know why other poskim don't mention this, but I think it's a Dabar Pasha. We're going to learn the Chiyuv of three meals on Shabbos, right, based on a pasuk in last week's Parsha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, there is a time slot for each of the meals. Each of the meals. Just like we know you're not allowed to have all three meals during the day, you have to have one of the meals at night. And just like we know, you can't have two meals at night and one in the morning, right? Because that would solve the problem of Erev Pesach, Cholias B'Shabbos, just to have two meals at night and one in the morning. Just like we know that, also says the Aruch HaShulchan, every time slot of Shabbos needs a Seuda, meaning nighttime, pre-chatzos, and post-chatzos. And he wonders why many of us, especially in the winter months, eat our second meal after chatzos. There's two issues, says the Aruch HaShulchan. The Shulchan Aruch already quotes not a lot of fast. Now, a lot of fast before chatzos is fun. I'll take a drink of water before I take a cup of coffee in the morning. Wonderful. But that gets rid of the fasting problem. But more than that, says the Aruch HaShulchan, I think that every time slot on Shabbos, that's when you should have the meal. V'tzarkli yos l'kol achas zman kavua. Pam b'fnei atzmo. Achas b'layla v'achas v'yom kodok chatzos v'achas v'achas chatzos. Avo tamahani. Lomo lo hizkir echen mena poskim dover ze. V'gam harbe lo yechushu lo ze. I don't know why they don't do it, but dover borer to me, I think at least you should start the second meal. At least start the second meal before chatzos. That's his ha'ara. Again, many are not machmed about it. Halavai, let's just be makbet about the Isra of Tainus, which is mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch. But that is an important ha'ara the Aruch HaShulchan has in Reish Peches Siv Beis. But that's what it sounds like from our Mishnah, right? In the morning, right? Every Suda has a time slot. The Bir Halacha also has an interesting ha'ara, and that is, it says three meals. Roy la'adam, la'adam, ro'ala behema, la'behema. Do you have to take out enough for three meals for an animal? Or three meals for a person, and for an animal, just take out a bunch of food. So the Bir Halacha says, well, the halacha is, as we learned in Brachas, that you have to feed your animals every time before you eat. So mistama, it's three meals for an animal too. If you're taking out whatever food you take out for yourself, you have to feed your animal each time before you eat. So therefore, the Bir Halacha says, that one has to take out for the animals as well. There are a couple of exceptions to the rule related to our Mishnah. We're going to have we had Tosfos. I didn't mention this was the first Tosfos in the Perek back on Kuf Tezvav. All of this Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam is only regarding all the limitations that we have is only regarding people who live in that house where the fire is or that chatzer, which also has danger. But anybody else is mutter to mematzel anything. Because we're not worried that they're going to be bahul, which is going to be the reason that there are limitations. So if anybody else is involved that's not directly affected, that's the first Tosfos in the Perek, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, then there are no limitations. Number one. The Ran also, right here, quotes the Sefer HaTruma, who says if it's mamish into a real Rishus HaYachid, fully Rishus HaYachid, into a yard, enclosed yard, you can take whatever you want also. The Ran quotes the Sefer HaTruma, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also. The Ran here quoting the Sefer HaTruma. So those are two exceptions. Sorry?
He doesn't hold
of, right. So I guess if it's a mamish or Rishus HaYachid, right, I'll read it to you. Right, he's not as worried about the Bahul. He says, V'ra'ba'al Tshuma Mosif, the Dafka l'chatzer umavi she'enan mekurin, u'smuchin l'rishus harabim hu she'en matzilin. Avalim haya beis chaveru samach labeiso, v'irvu komai deba'o matzil. I said, not only Rishus HaYachid, but Rishus HaYachid that is Mikura, that would not be confused with Rishus HaRabim. Let's say your friend's house is right next to your house. That's what he says. So he wouldn't be worried about Bahul in that case. So let's anyway see the Bahul issue. Says the Gemara, Michdi, Behatera, Katarach, Natzel, Tvei. Ask the Gemara, if you're being Tarach Behatera, right? You're not taking out Muksa items, you're taking it to a Chatzer, Hamu Urevis, at least partially, depending on your Shita. So why can you even take out more? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Bitoksha, the Bahul, Mamona. Because since you're bow on your money, there's a fire. You want to get out as much as you can. Isharis le'asa l'chbuye. If you allow him to do whatever he wants, he might just come to put out the fires. That's why we have to give him only certain limitations. Isharis le'asa l'chbuye. Right. The Ran here also points out that we have an exact opposite line in the first Mishnah in the last parak. Kufnun gimel man aleph. There are talks about if you're walking on Shabbos and you realize that you have your wallet in your pocket. So you'll have to give it to a guy to take in to where there's an Erev. And the Gemara there says, why did they allow you? My time is shorter. They're abundant. Lamesa of Kisei Lanachri. Why they allow you? Because we know, why didn't they, Kimlu the Rabbanan, Te'in Adam Ma'amid Adam Atzmo Al-Mamono, Elo Sharisleh, Asi Lesuya Dalamas Rasarabim. If you don't allow him to give it to a guy, then he's just going to take it himself. So there it says, if you don't allow him, then he's going to do this. Agamara says, if you do allow him, he's going to come. So you have to know based on every situation. There's an issue here, it's an issue of Bahala. You're going to lose yourself, you're going to forget it's Shabbos. There you know it's Shabbos. But you're just, I don't want to leave my wallet in the middle of nowhere. So and rabbis, if you don't give me an option, I'm going to do this myself. So each case has to be looked at differently, and Chazal did. Amalei Abaya, Elohad Tanya, Nishra lo chavis brosh gago, maybe kli meniach tachtera. Abaya says, 1 minute. In the case where somebody's barrel is on his roof, right? The roofs were used like backyards in those days. Somebody's barrel on his roof broke. Maybe kli meniach tachtera. You could bring a kli to catch the wine that's spilling out. Ubavachalo yavi kli achar v'yiklo. You can't just bring a lot of kalem and catch it in midair. Kli achar v'yitzaref. Or another kli to put it right next to the roof and catch it before it goes into the air. Hasa maigzeirika. Over there, there's no issue of fire, but we still have limitations. So what are we worried about there? Why are there limitations? So also, hachanami, gzeirashem, yavi kli derech, which is a rabim. If you're allowed to do everything you want, then you might bring as many kelim as you can through the street because you're worried about your money, your bahul. Gufa, nishra lo chavis brosh gago, maybe kli meniach tachtev, v'vach lo yavi kli achar v'yiklo kli achar v'yitzaref. You have limitations, the kalim that you're allowed to bring, there's damin lo, orchin, but if orchim show up, if you have guests that show up and you need a lot of wine, so then maybe kliachar v'kolet, kliachar umetzarif, then you have flexibility. V'lo yiklor v'achach yasmin, you shouldn't say, okay, I'm going to invite the neighbor. Let me just do this, I'm going to invite the neighbor, you can't do that. El yasmin v'achach yiklor, you have to first invite them, and then be kolet, and then catch. So even if you're inviting the neighbors because you don't really like them, or you just want to save your wine, that's fine. Still okay, as long as you're having people come over. Ve'marim in b'kach, you're not allowed to be ma'arim. Not allowed to be ma'arim in this regard, meaning use subterfuge, Rashi, lezamein orchim she'enam tzrichim le'echol, v'yosiru. They mean, you're not going to really feed them. You're not going to really do this, you're just saying it. You're not allowed to do that. Mishum Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ma'arim. No, you're allowed to. Because the whole point is just to remember, and you know, it's not, you're not violating a daraisa here, so maybe this is good enough, and you're allowed to be marim in this case. So lema apliktir Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yehoshua Miflugi. So is this machlokas here the same as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, who talk about harama in a different case? We had harama once earlier in this pesachta, but the Gemara wants to compare haramos, the harama here, by inviting the guests to the harama there. What's there? The Tanya. The Braisa says, there, oso ve'esbino shenaflu labor, the two animals. You have two animals, a mother and a child fell into a pit. On Yontif. So the problem is, there's an issur daraisa of oso ve'esbino. If you bring up one animal to shecht, so then you can't shecht the other animal that day. So oso ve'esbino. So one of these animals is not muchan on Yontif. So what are you allowed to do? So Rabbi Eliezer, omer malas arisha manas l'shochto, you bring the one animal up, Amanas, you're going to shecht it. It's yantif. Vasheni, and the second one you can't do anything with. Oslo panasa b'mkomo, you send down food to it. Bishvil shelo yamos, so it doesn't die. But you can't pick it up because it's not muchan. Rabbi Shua Omer, no. Mal nazarishan amas l'shochto. Bring up animal A. Ve'eno shochto, and then you know, oh, I really want to shecht the other animal. And then, umar was a sheni. And then, you have to both them up. Wow, both animals are up out of the pit. Ratzazeshochet. So Rabbi Shua says you're allowed to do harama in that case. And while Rabbi Eliezer says, no way. So shall we compare that they would argue there, they argue here too? So where's the nomimai? Dilma, ad kamakam, Rabbi Eliezer, hasam, de efshar, be parnasa. Rabbi Eliezer only does not allow it over there because there's another choice. You could send food down to the animal and he'll survive there. Aval hacha, de lef shalom, but over here, the wine's dripping on the floor. You don't have a choice. So maybe even he would allow you to do harama here. Or the opposite. V'yad kamakam Rabbi Yeshua hasam. Misha over there, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're allowed to bring the animal up. Mishum di'ika tzar balechayim. Because, you know, it's painful for the animal to stay down in this pit the whole yantif. So that's why you're allowed to bring it up. Aval hacha, here there's no need as that. There's no counter pressure. D'leka tzar balechayim lo. So that's why you wouldn't be allowed to. So either way, maybe they're not comparable. And this is what the Rishonim say. The Ritva said earlier in our Masechta, the Rosh says in Masechta Shabbos, lo kol haramos shavos. Right? Haramos can never be compared. What is a harama? It's a halachic subterfuge. Because you always have to ask two questions in the harama. That's what the Mepharshim point out. Number one, does it halachically work? And number two, is it halachically advisable? Those are always the two issues. The first question is, does it work? Just as an example, selling your chametz. So question number one is, does it work? They have to answer yes to that question, or else there's nothing to talk about. Does it work? So we do 10 different kinyanim with a guy because we want to make sure that it works, that it's a real kinyan. We shake their hands, and we do shtar, and we do kesef, and we do chatzer, we do everything. We do sima, we do situmta, we do everything. Why? Because we want to make sure it works. Then you have the second question. Once you know it works, once you know it's an option, then you have to ask, is it advisable? It is something that the Rabbanan suggests to do, or not. So those are always the two questions in harama. Does it work? And is it advisable? That's the two questions you always have to ask by every case. Here too, so different aramas would be different. The Gemara in the first and second parak of Beitza discusses different cases of harama. Salting of food and putting a skin on the floor, so the salt goes onto the floor. All different cases of harama. But the Rishonim say, lo kol haramo shavos. They're not equal. Every case, like the Gemara ends up here. You have to speak about it differently. Okay? Period. Tana Rabbanan. If I saved fancy bread, I can't then go down and go back into my house and say, oh, I want the other bread. No, if you already took out the fancy bread, there's no reason why you would want the bad bread. Pas hadroa, matzo pas takia. If you take out the bad bread first, so then you can take out the more fancy bread afterwards. Oh, I decided I want to take out the fancy bread. Umatzilin miyom kippurim l'shabbos, and you can save from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is on Friday, you could save getting ready for Shabbos. Avolo mishabbos Yom Kippurim, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because you're not going to eat on Yom Kippur anyway. And after Yom Kippur, you'll go get the food. Right? So you'll go buy food. So that's why only Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Ve'ein sarach lomar mishabbos liyantif. You can't do that. Period. Tana Rabbanan. The Magen Avraham just discusses why the Shulchan Aruch quotes all these halachas. And he just wonders why, because Yom Kippur can never fall out on Friday or Sunday, b'zman hazeh. So he just wonders why the Shulchan Aruch has these halachas there. Interesting discussion. Tanur Rabbanan, Shachach Pas B'Tanur V'Kiddush Alav Hayom. If somebody forgot their bread in their oven, and it became Shabbos, as we learned earlier back on Daf Gimel, in the days of old, taking bread out of the oven on Shabbos was an Isser D'Rabbanan. Ro De Pas B'Tanur. It was a certain type of science to get it out. So this is Rabbanan. Now, Bizman Hazeh, taking bread out of the oven, there's nothing. But if I forgot my pots, I want, and it's Shabbos. So Matzilin Mazon Gimel Seudos, I'm allowed to only save enough bread for free meals. Va'omer la'acherim, bo batzil lachem. I can tell others, anybody want? Basically, I can be mafkirit. Anybody want, please, they could save it for me and give it back to me. That would be nice of them. But Mikra, then I was mafkarit. Ukashu Roda, and also when I take it out, lo yirda bimarda elabasak, and I can't use the regular baking paddle to take out the bread, but I have to use a knife, right, also to do it bishinui. So it's a derabana with a shinui, it's a shvus to shvus. And is that really true that there's a problem? But turn to the Rabbi Ishmael. Did Rabbi Ishmael say, lo sasa kol malacha, yotzat ki a shofar, berudiyas apash, yichachma veda malacha. Taking bread out of an oven and blowing shofar are not malachas. They're derabanans at most. No, that's a shvus. It's a chachma. So Gemara says you're right, but still, we still try to be mishana as much as we can in this context. Even if it's a derabanan, we'll be do a derabanan bishinui in order to take it out. That's what we always try to do.
So the question here is with regard to using the knife versus the...
So the not the
not the three not the not the, the amount of bread.
The amount of bread is for sure one issue. Is an issue, and then even when you take out that amount of bread, you can't take it out in the normal way.
Right. Same with
the Beir Rabbi Yishmael
question.
Beir Rabbi Yishmael was that's why we use the, that's not about the amount.
No,
that's not about the amount. That's about the way you do it. Correct. Amar Reb Chisda, Leiter. Amar Reb Chisda, La Olam Yashkem Adam Lados Shabbos. A person should wake up early to do their Shabbos needs. Shenemar v'haya b'yamashishi v'ichinos asher yaviu. La'alter. On Friday, they prepared everything, right, by the mon. Last week's parsha. They prepared everything, even early, the Mishnah Berurah notes, in Siman Reish Nun, that even though you're not supposed to do anything before you daven, but Shabbos needs is mutter. If you know that the bakery is going to run out of your favorite challah, you could go before Shabbos. You want to get flowers, doing regular Shabbos shopping before davening, if one needs to do that, is mutter, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Chashuk Echemet discusses, what about once I'm in the store, can I buy stuff that I don't need for Shabbos? Stam, because I'm there? Is that a violation? I'm already in the store, I just don't want to have to come back later. Stuff that I don't need for Shabbos, am I allowed to buy? See, it's no telahakel. Once you're there in the store, that's not called, you know, doing something before davening. Just like the Gemara said in Brachas. Remember, if you pass somebody on the street before davening, you're allowed to say hello. Right, you're not supposed to go to somebody's house to say hello before you say hello to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But once if I'm walking, I'm not allowed to do mashkim lapisco, as it's called. But once I'm walking, then it is not a problem. So do here. Once I'm in the store, he didn't think it was a problem. Good. Let's at least read the next Gemara, and then we can spend much time on it. Amar bi Abba b'Shabbos, chayav adam lefsoh, shtei kikaras. On Shabbos, one uses lechem mishnah, tichsev lechem mishnah. Two rolls. We hold also the Shulchan Aruch paskens lechem mishnah on Yontif too. There's a machlokas in the Midrashim. Tosas quotes this in Beit Zedav Beis, I think. Machlokas, whether the mun fell double on Erev Yontif also. What Yontif? Right? Did they have Sukkot in those days? What Erev Yontif are we talking about? They had Pesach. They didn't eat the current Pesach. Right? Shavuos. So Erev Yontif, Machlokas in the Midrashim, whether the mun fell double on Erev Yontif. But either way, Lamaisa, we have Lechem Mishnah on Yontif as well. We don't have Lechem Mishnah at Shalosh Shudas. The Rambam says yes, but the Shulchan Aruch says no. So that much we have the limit. But that's why Tukikaras on Shabbos. Amar Rav Ashi. You know what? Let's stop with Amar Rav Ashi. There's so much here to talk about. I don't want to rush through it. We'll start with Amar Rav Ashi Bezrib tomorrow. I think that the Daf Be'in Shir tonight will be about Shalosh Shudas. Because there's so much on tomorrow's Daf. I don't think I'm going to have time to get through Shalosh Shudas tomorrow. So maybe I'll do Shalosh Shudas at the Iyun Shir. And then we'll talk about everything else. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, saying Vashamru. Right? A lot going on tomorrow's Daf. We will stop here. Okay?